And let's take a deeper look now at something White House Coronavirus Task Force member Anthony Fauci has been talking a lot about lately. It's a method of containing the virus known as pool testing. Here's Fauci yesterday at a Senate committee hearing.
And if you do the mathematical calculation, you can save a lot of time, a lot of resources, and use the testing for a variety of other things that you would need. So it's a really good tool. It can be used in any of a number of circumstances, at the community level or even in school if you wanted to do that.
Let's learn more with Andrew Joseph, a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Hi, Andrew.
Hi there.
So I know you've been looking into this idea of pool testing, and we did speak briefly yesterday with a researcher from Duke about it on the program. But tell me more. How does it work?
Right. So instead of you or me just getting an individual test and having a machine run that to see if we are positive for COVID-19, basically it would gather all those samples from maybe, say, up to 10 people together, and you can run one test on all those samples. So basically, it's a way to really dramatically increase the capacity of testing. But, you know, as is probably obvious, it's not for diagnosing individual cases. If someone shows up to a clinic or a hospital with symptoms, or someone in their household is sick and they want to get a test, it's not meant for that. It's basically more of a surveillance tool. Mm. So you can look at workforces. You could use it in the community to see, just kind of get a sense of how much virus is maybe out there.
Yeah, tell me more. Who would be included in one of these pools?
So it sort of depends. Like, you know, maybe the company that runs a warehouse would want to pool their employees. So if they have 100 employees, every so often they could run, say, 10 tests of 10 pooled samples. So basically those 100 people would be divided into 10 pools. And that's a way to sort of get a sense of everything. Mm. And that way, if one of them is positive, you can sort of isolate or those 10 people, not have them come to work, figure out which one of those 10 people were actually infected, but then know that the other 90 people were okay at that point. So it could be done at workplaces. It could be done at university dorms. And then it could also be done at sort of just that community level, just to try to get a sense of how much virus is out there, and also to get an early sense if the virus spread starts increasing in that community.
Now, we heard Dr. Fauci calling for it, and Dr. Deborah Birx of the Coronavirus Task Force is also talking about it. She said recently that pooling would give us, speaking the country, the capacity to go from 500,000 tests a day to potentially 5 million individuals tested per day. What kind of difference do you think that would make as we see coronavirus cases spike all over the country?
Right. So the first thing to know is that pooling really only works in areas where there's low prevalence of disease. If there's a ton of virus out there, there's going to be way too many pools that are positive. It's not going to be a useful tool. So right now, for example, it probably could not be rolled out in a place like Texas or Florida. It might be able to be rolled out in a place like Massachusetts, where we have really low prevalence right now. So it's not something that could kind of go into effect everywhere over the country. Virus levels need to get much lower for it to be successful in that instance.
And help me understand why. Is that because if you test 10 people in a place where there's a big outbreak, you're likely to get a positive test, and then you have to go back to everybody in that pool and see who's
right,
infected?
Exactly. It's a way to sort of churn through what you expect to be a lot of negative tests. It's a way to make that process more efficient.
Mm.
In theory, it could increase capacity by a lot, as Dr. Birx was saying, but it's not sort of practical in the U.S., across the U.S. at this moment.
Mm. I was just going to say, we hear top officials calling for it, but is this the present tense we're talking about or the future tense? Is anyone doing it?
You know, it's been done in certain communities, I know, and some states are starting to do it. But no, it's not being done sort of nationwide by any means yet. But this is going to be with us for a long time. So if we want to get to the point where we can surveil accurately and get people back to school and back to work, this is sort of a part of the toolbox that would enable that.
But it's already been with us for a long time. So why haven't we done this already?
You know, the same problems that have been affecting testing for the last couple months will come into play with pool testing. And for pool testing to work, those need to be addressed. And that's everything from the supply of like swabs and reagents that are needed to collect samples and to run the tests. There's still a backlog in a lot of places in terms of just running the machines. Like, there are so many samples in places like Arizona and Texas and Florida that need to be tested, that there's just a backlog waiting for the actual machines that perform the tests. Mm. And, you know, there's still places in the country where it's really hard to get a test, particularly as the demand for testing grows with the increase in cases. So, you know, the federal government has some programs and is supporting some testing, but there's still no federal testing strategy. And so a lot of the testing problems that are affecting testing now, will those need to be addressed if pool testing is going to sort of take off widely?
That's Andrew Joseph, reporter for the health and medicine publication Stat, talking about the promise and the limitations to the concept of pool testing for coronavirus. Andrew, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.